Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I want to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest, Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice, and I have to start you out with the quote of the day. This one comes from the great Dr. Martin Luther King. An individual has not started living until he can rise above the narrow confines of his individualistic concerns to broaden the concerns of all humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Motown Maurice, host of Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle, and do I have a great show for you on this 8th day of December 2011. I am excited, and you should also be excited too. I am going international on the show today. I have a Middle Eastern Arab actor and producer here in Hollywood. For the past 6 years, his adventures in Hollywood have included over 30 appearances in film and television. He is so versatile in so many ways. He is an Arab folk dance instructor, and he's going to tell you about all of the artistic things that he's done and growing up with his team of brothers and sisters. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up. Put your hands together for the one, the only, Iyad Hajjaj. Iyad, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for the beautiful intro.
Oh, absolutely. Beautiful intro is due to such a great person like yourself. I'm really excited to have you on the show. Oh, man, we've met along the way in Hollywood and improv classes, and you're such a helpful person. We're going to talk about that a little later. But we have to address the elephant that's in the room because you're an Arab actor, you're Muslim, and I know as an actor you're often typecasted, you're experienced different type of stereotypes throughout your acting career. How do you feel about that? How do you address it, especially since the incidents of 9/11?
Well, unfortunately, after September 11th, Americans, or maybe most of the world or the Western world, have seen Middle Eastern, Arab, or Muslim people as monsters. Mm. And significantly, it affected the view in Hollywood. So most of the TV shows and the films are geared towards terrorism and towards the war on terrorism and towards scenarios in Iraq and Afghanistan. And that, of course, affected us, the Arab Middle Eastern actors, and mm-hmm. Made it that the only roles that are available for us now are terrorist or bad guy roles. So that's how it affected us.
Wow, wow, wow. But you, as a believer, you believe in your religion, you believe in your country, your people, you have the integrity to turn down these type of roles. Is that not correct?
Yes, I have done so, and especially if the role affects Islam as a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was intentional or not intentional on the writer's part, I do turn it down.
Mm. And the reason you turn it down, and I've heard you say this in another interview, is that, you know, movies reflect reality. And if you're having like this negative image that's not a reality, it's going to affect or influence the mind of somebody watching.
That's right. And I believe that I will be responsible before God and my fellow Muslims if I do so. And as I mentioned before, if the story or the concept will affect Muslims or Islam, then I don't do it. If there is bad Arabs, and I will play a bad Arab, but I will not play a bad Muslim, because Muslim is a religion. Yes.
Well, you're able to play various roles across the board, right? You can play Indian, you can play Hispanic, and that works in your favor, correct?
Yes. Hollywood is all about looks, so I do have that look, so I was fortunate to have been able to do so, yes.
Very nice, very nice, very nice. And I got to keep me posted with all the things that you're doing, because you've done so many great things, and your look is, you know, part of the reason for that. I know you were in like a video game commercial. Is that Medal of Honor? Is that what it was called?
Medal of Honor. Yes, I've done Medal of Honor last year. It was a big promo, and it was on TV as well. I also did a special segment for Counter-Strike, the video game, and they did a special segment for military training.
Nice. Very nice. Now, in addition to, you know, being so versatile in Hollywood, one of the things that impresses me the most about you and your career and your integrity is your passion to help people. I mean, you have a organization that you've started where you manage over 60 to 70 actors, and you do this for free, and you get them roles within, you cast them for jobs for people who are looking for Middle Eastern looks, right?
That is true. Actually, this started when I started producing my short films and casting for my own films. Mm-hmm. Well, over a year and a half, I collected, you know, a number of actors that I trust and I believe in, and those became part of my group. And when a TV show or other production company called me asking for Middle Eastern looking actors, I go first to my group and I announce it to them. And whoever is interested and fits the role, then I'll send their information to the company and they'll go work.
But you just don't send information. You also take them step by step on how to get their career started. That sounds like a lot of work to me. And you're not looking to get paid.
That is true. Actually, this comes from my personal experience. When I first came to Hollywood, not many people extended their hand to help me, especially fellow actors. I'm not talking about agencies or managers. They do that. But fellow actors, a lot of them, when you need something, they run away from you. And I suffered the first year or two. And then, thank God, I'm established now, and I extended my hand to help my fellow actors that are either new to the industry or new to Hollywood. I mean, I help them with, you know, headshots and signing up with LA Casting. I even arranged for several of my actors to sign up with a management company. And if you allow me to blog, that's MGM Talent Management. You know, Herman, who is in charge of the management company, met with about 36 actors, and he picked about 17, and they're going out on auditions now.
Fantastic, fantastic. And it's just heartfelt to me to know that you do this throughout with the passion of your heart, just to help people, and you believe in good karma. And by believing in good karma, you know that good things are going to come to you, and obviously they are, because you're such a successful actor. Wow. Yes.
Thank
you. Yes. You're very welcome. In addition to helping human beings, to my understanding, you're also branching off, and you're going to start a component of your business to helping animal actors too, right?
Yes. Actually, as I'm sitting with you, my cat is sitting on my lap listening to my conversation. His name is Jasper, and he is hoping to be an actor as well one day.
Are you sure you have a cat? Because as intelligent as you describe your cat, it makes me think that maybe you have a midget in your house, and you're just training your midget. A midget cat.
It's an actual cat. I got him from a family friend and at 6 weeks old, and I started him on intensive training, starting with putting him on a leash, mm-hmm. and giving him verbal instructions and so forth. Now Jasper walks with me on Hollywood Boulevard on a leash, and also he sits on my shoulder, and we walk wander the streets, and people are amused when they see it.
Oh wow! And this cat, and you can't find cats to do that. My roommate just got rid of her cat because this cat was out of control, eating cords, and it didn't want to poop in this little poop tent or whatever you want to call it. It's tray box. And she just got rid of the cat. But your cat is so disciplined. It sounds like a midget, a dog, a monkey. It just sounds, and a parrot. It sounds like all different types of animals in one. And you plan to get your cat into some films or some commercials in the near future. How difficult is that, and how possible do you think that is for your cat?
Well, it probably he will struggle like I struggled as an actor. I'm there helping him. I'm more advanced than him in the industry, so he will get probably his foot in the door easier. And as I mentioned to you, like he probably one day will be making more money than I do.
Oh, wow. Well, I know this as a fact. With him in your corner, there is no doubt in my mind that he's not going to be successful. He's going to be successful because you got a strong foundation, and you got a successful cat. I wish I was in that cat's place right now so you can hook me up with some gigs. Oh,
thank
man.
You. You are in a much better place. and just to add, I believe people miss or underestimate cats. They're creatures. They understand, but we don't pay attention to them. Yeah. And if we paid attention to them as they're little, they learn things. They learn fast.
Yeah. So, hey, I wish the best to your cat. I look forward to seeing your cat in some films, too, or some television commercials. That's going to be awesome, really awesome. Moving on to another topic. It's to my understanding, well, for the most of your career, you're typed, you know, as whether it be a terrorist or someone, you know, someone in the Middle Eastern, but you're kind of gearing towards comedy lately. How has that been for you? That's it's a different transition.
It is different and it's difficult. I probably have been training for a year and a half to do comedy, and it's coming up. I did a pilot with the comedian Chris Elliott called Eagle Heart, and on Adult Swim. That was my first gig after some training, and I was so happy because I can be funny. You know, and to tell you the truth, after experience, comedy, it's much more difficult than drama for actors.
Yeah.
But yes, that's my next step, and that's where I'm gearing towards now. Comedy.
From what you've learned, can you tell somebody how to be funny, or it just has to come natural with experience?
You can't tell somebody how to be funny. Just be on your toes. If you're an actor, just be fast and quick and learn a lot of improv and learn a lot of, like, it's all about timing. It's all about fast thinking and fast, like in terms of delivering what you need to say. And also there's physical comedy. You really have to be energetic. To be funny and to look funny as well, because a lot of actors don't talk much, but they move in such a way that makes you really laugh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it could be both ways.
I do okay in comedy, not because I'm particularly witty or I'm fast, but because I'm funny looking. So, people just, I'll be an artist, I got this funny looking look, and I've been told that since as long as I can remember through high school, and it kind of just works in my favor. So, hey.
You're a good-looking guy. I know you, and I think you enhanced that stereotype with your haircut.
I certainly do.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone can see your photo on your main page.
Yes, yes, yes. It, you know, it's funny, my hair, it's just an idea that I got. I've had it since, like, the end of 2006, you know, and it started taking form in 2007. But it became a signature of mine. Of course, I get the, hey, Kid in Play, or hey, Will, Fresh Prince, Will Smith. You know, I get those type of stereotypical jokes thrown towards me, but it's like my signature. And it just works for me. I just let it work, you know. I make it work for me.
That's good. And that's another thing that actors should understand. Mm-hmm. If you fit that character, go for it. You know, enhance that character and go for it. You don't have to be a lead to start with. Like some actors will say, hey, I have a lead look. I want to just be a lead. No, if you have a character, enhance it, work on it, even make it better, and go. And when you succeed, you can do other things.
Yep. And I'm glad you say that, because I'm going to use myself as an example again, and I'm going to throw it right back at you. For the past, I don't know how long it's been, maybe since April, I went into to audition for something, and the lady put these glasses on me, and she was like, you look like Steve Urkel. And I'm like, what? Steve Urkel? And I've done like a handful of things, maybe five more things since then, where I'm dressed up as a nerd. And, you know, I never envisioned myself to look like no Steve Urkel, but I get it so much when I just put one or two things on and I just embraced it. And I just have fun with it. Now I'm sure you know, you don't get lighthearted parts thrown at you like that. So were you kind of apprehensive when they started to typecast you as a terrorist? Like, no, I'm not no terrorist. How did you address it in the beginning?
Well, it's very offensive when they call me terrorist. You know, even I spoke with the Jay Leno staff in like 2 or 3 years ago, and they say you have to be comfortable playing a terrorist. And I said, you know what? If you're calling it that, I don't even want to consider it because, you know, a bad Arab, a bad guy, yes, I'll take that. But why do you call it a terrorist? You know, like, so the word itself is very offensive. And as I said, if there is a project, I will look at the script, I will look at the story, and if it has no offense to Islam and it has no directed offense to Middle Eastern or Arabs, then I will not do it. I mean, or I will do it. If it has no offense, I will do it. Because there is bad Arabs, bad Americans, bad Italians, bad Latin, even... There is bad people and there is good people. So it is okay to reflect that in movies.
Wow. So I hope everybody's taking their notes. And the beauty of you as an actor, because I know what you go through. Anyone who's listening, they know what you're going through. You have to be very selective in terms of your parts. And you're very proud of your religion and you want to represent that well. But you are also taking the power and control to producing your own work. You're not just sitting around and waiting to be casted and going back and forth with producers and directors. You got your own work under development, and I'm sure it's something that people of your religion and your heritage can be proud of. Can you talk a little bit about that?
The film that talks about this topic is called Not in My Backyard, and it is still going to festivals, and it's just finished the Temecula Valley Film Festival. And it talks about a Middle Eastern guy that comes into a small town to just be a teacher. He's a normal guy, and they don't want him in the town because he's a bad Middle Eastern terrorist, whatever they called him. But then he proved himself as a good human being, and he teaches them, and he wins their hearts, especially the kids and then the families. So I wanted to show that Middle Eastern or Arabs are human beings, and they can be members and productive members of America and this society. We're engineers, we're doctors, if you go to a hospital, maybe 80% you will have an Indian or a Middle Eastern doctor treating you in America. So, you know, we're members of the society. I don't want to be seen as a terrorist just because of my look, because I could be a teacher, I could be a doctor, I could be an engineer, I could be a computer engineer. So, you know, we can do a lot of things besides being terrorists in America. So, so that's the film that talks about that. And I just finished a 7 minutes film, and part of it is a trailer talking about some Arabian stories from the Arabian Peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
It is about horses and the tribal war, and you know, it talks about how people will handle their issues and their conflicts. It's not as civilized as today, but they also have unique qualities that where they have to protect their people and they have to protect their families. So I'm talking about that, hoping to get some funds, hopefully from Saudi investors to make that an international film.
Very nice, very nice, very nice. I love, you know, your passion to project for positive images. And I know, I mean, you can't be the spokesperson for every culture, but you're an international guy. Do you sometimes, when you watch a film, you see perpetuations of stereotypes of other cultures that it has nothing to do with yours, but it bothers you? Do you sometimes feel that way?
It does, yes, it does bother me, especially the old movies. And as I always have said to my friends, in America, mm-hmm. prejudice and stereotype is a fashion. It comes and goes. Mm. And it's about 10 years, 15 years, and then they go on to another ethnicity. And then, you know, we had the experience with Japanese, Chinese, Latinos, and, you know, so forth. Now it is Middle Eastern.
Mm.
Tomorrow, it's probably North Korea tomorrow. I don't know. It could be any other country. So it is a fashion like clothing. It comes and goes.
Wow. Very well said. Very well said. I never looked at it like that. That is so true. It's a fashion like clothing, and it comes and goes. But you, as an actor, have to have the integrity to go against it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice. You're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. I got the fantastic Iyad Hajjaz on the line right now. We're talking about a little bit of everything. Moving on with this conversation, I want to take things on a lighter note. I want to talk about some of the things you do in your spare time. I was looking at a video of you, and you did some Arab folk dancing, and you were cutting up the rug quite well. I was like, whoa. I didn't know you had it in you. I didn't know you had it in you. And before you say anything, I interviewed a dancer yesterday, Dante Essien, and he had said a quote, and I can't quote him word for word. He was like, and I told him about, you know, a lot of young guys that don't like to dance. And men in general, you know, in some cultures, don't put their all into dancing like I saw you doing it. But Dante said, man, if you're not dancing, it's probably because there's a fear inside of you and you're not letting yourself go. Talk about you when you're dancing and when you're letting yourself go, because you're putting it all out there. And how does that make you feel? And how important is that for other people to do something similar?
I think dancing is an expression of happiness and excitement.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of energy that we have. We have negative energy inside us, and we have positive energy. But when we dance and when we do sports, we release that energy.
Yeah.
So it makes our heart and our brain and mind healthier, and we can perform better. So I think I enjoy dancing just for that purpose. It makes me happier.
Wow. I very well said. As I said in my interview yesterday, I'm not much of a dancer, but you know, I'm still getting into it. But I have caught myself, you know, getting a little loose on the dance floor a couple times in Hollywood since I've been here. I've been here over a year. And I guess I'm letting loose because I'm on the right path. I know where I'm going and maybe a little happier inside. So very well said when you said that dancing is an expression of happiness. So if you're listening right now and you're not dancing, it's probably because you're not as happy as you can be. So get on the dance floor and dance. Iyad Hajjaz said it himself. Now I have another question for you. All right. I like those moves that you were doing. Is that exclusive to just Arabs, or can a brother, you know, from the hood learn something like that? Can you teach me that?
I definitely can teach you. If you see the next video on the same channel, on my channel on YouTube, there is actually a workshop that I performed in San Francisco teaching Americans how to start step by step doing the folklore dance. So, yes, anyone can do it.
Wow.
if you got the move, then you can do any move. Yeah.
All right, I might have to take you up on that one. But wow, that definitely sounds exciting, and it's different. It's different, and I like to embrace different. But without a doubt, when I see you doing your folk dance, it makes me smile because your happiness resonates throughout the video unto reality. So it's a good thing to see you dancing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice. You're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. Iyad Hajjaz is on the line, and we're about to take a call right now from area code 213. Make sure you say your name and state your question or your comment. Area code 213, you are on the line right now. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? You're on the line. What's your name? What's your question or comment?
My name is Mahmoud Hajjaj. I am Iyad's brother, talking from Turkey. I just want to say to him, you are doing a good job, and go ahead. That's all I'm saying. Hi to everybody there, and thank you.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Thank you. You want to respond, Iyad?
Yes, is my brother. That's my brother in Turkey. His name is Mahmoud, and he just wanted to contribute, and I believe he said that you're doing a good job. So he gave you the compliment over me.
Okay, well, thank you. So not only is he your brother, he's one of your team members, correct?
Yes, well, in our family, we are 12, seven brothers and five sisters. Grew up as children in one little house. So, yes, we are a team.
Very nice. Well, thank you very much for the compliment and taking the time out to call all the way from Turkey. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Very nice. Now, that's what you call family love, to take the time out to call from such far away. Are you you're very close with all of your brothers and sisters?
We're best friends. Like,
wow.
If you believe it or not, I spend at least 1 or 2 hours on the phone with my family, and we do a conference call, like connect my brother in Turkey with my sister or other sister or family house, and we chat and just joke for 1 or 2 hours on the phone every single day.
Very nice. Every day?
Almost every day, believe it or not. And I make the calls, and I connect them, and we just chat. And sometimes I listen, and they talk. I just listen. I do my business, and I'm listening because I miss them, and I haven't seen them in about 11 years. But I just listen to the Arabic because I speak English 90% of the time here. So I just want to hear, you know, something in Arabic sometimes.
Very nice, very nice. That is a wonderful thing, to just be so connected. Technology, man, it keeps you connected, and you're using it very well, very well, very nice. We don't have much time left on the show, but I want you to take this time out real quick to just, you know, talk to. I want you to talk as if there is a young actor just moving to Hollywood with a Middle Eastern background, a little confused, don't know how to get his hands and feet into Hollywood, and is being stereotyped quite often and typecasted and really is struggling with how to make those decisions. Talk to that person right now.
And that's from my personal experience. If you're here, I know you will have struggles, whether it was cultural or language barriers or experience barrier. You know what? Go for it. And if somebody gives you negative energy, move on. Put it behind your back. Do not let this be a mountain in front of you. And that applies on Middle Eastern or other actors that come from other states as well. Move positive. Always think positive. Do not let anything stop you. You will succeed, and you will do what you want. And from there, you will be where I am now, and even better.
Allah Akbar. Is that correct to say that right after something you said just said?
I guess when you are impressed by something, you say Allahu Akbar. Unfortunately, I don't know, you don't have a lot of time, but a lot of people think of that as a negative phrase, but it's a very positive phrase. It is, God is great, and I'm very impressed by God's creation.
Allahu Akbar. And I'm with you on that. I have some good Muslim friends in Tampa, Florida, so I've been exposed. I've been in the circles, eating out of, you know, eating from the same plates and everything. Very, very, very positive and peaceful religion, and I'm very thankful for you as a successful actor to doing your best to maintain that positivity and that peaceful image. Go ahead and please promote your website so they can find you. Very important.
It's www.iyadhajjaj.com, and if you're listening to this show, my name is spelled on the page. It's iyadhajjaj.com. You can also find me on Facebook, and you will see all my updates and day-to-day progress.
Iyad Hajjaj, thank you so much. This has been a wonderful show. I know we're running out of time, but I do have to ask you one more question. Can you fit in the room for one more, please?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
sure.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll do my best to make this quick and short. Iyad Hajjaj, would you happen to know who's the future of late night television?
Yes, it's going to be Motown Maurice, and I believe I will be his first guest on the show.
And indeed, I believe that's the right way to believe, because you got the right answer. Thank you so much. Iyad Hajjaj, it's been fantastic. Thank you for sharing all your wisdom and knowledge on my show. And I know it's inspiring someone because it has inspired me. Thank you. Continue your success and keep me posted, all right?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Marie. Iyad Hajjaj on the line. Just finished up an interview. Telling you and encouraging you and inspiring you and informing you, most importantly, about his adventures and his experiences as an Arab in Hollywood. And he doesn't take no for an answer. And he does his job to promote the positive images of his religion and his people. And I commend him very much for doing that. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check me out on my website, MotownMaurice.com. My adventures are consistently recorded on the site. So thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Until next time, take care. Peace, blessings. Allahu Akbar.